Yo, what's going on out there, people? It's your boy Wale once again, and I am reporting live from Bed-Stuy, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets. Shout out to all the listeners out there listening to the podcast. Very, very, very much appreciated, as always. Getting more and more listeners every day and every week. So, I appreciate it. This episode, we will be talking about... I will be talking about with my man Sylvie Sosa, who's the host of the State of the New York Knicks podcast. We'll be talking about the Knicks and the Nets once again together jointly. As far as the Knicks, he's going to be giving his own grade as far as the Knicks go of their season, now that the season has finally ended, you know. And he'll be also asking me for my grade as far as the Nets go. You guys should know what I'm probably going to give them, but I'm not going to tell y'all until y'all listen further into the episode. Also, we'll be talking about Dwayne Wade's last game, which was on Wednesday, April 10th. Shout out to D Wade again on an amazing career. It's a shame to see him go, but because we know he can play maybe one or two more seasons, but you know, he just had a new baby with the beautiful Gabrielle Union, and I'm sure he just wants to, you know, make his transition out of basketball, which is all up to him. It's just fine. He's already accomplished, according to Dwayne Wade, he's already accomplished everything that he wants to in his career. So, you know, nothing's stopping him now. So, on to the next. But yeah, that's what we'll be discussing. As far as the final game for the Nets and the Knicks, Dwayne Wade's last game, reflecting a bit on his career. And you already know, Brooklyn, what comes next? We headed to the playoffs. Yeah, Brooklyn, we go hard. So you guys stay tuned. And once again, shout out to all the Brooklynites out there, all the Brooklyn Nets fans and followers. We here, guys, ready to make the playoffs, ready to start doing the thing. Up next is the 76ers to take down. But hope you guys enjoy this episode. See you later. Peace. Yo.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Slizzy, coming to y'all with another podcast segment. This is State of the New York Mind Podcast, Episode 2. Shout-outs to my guy, Well. What's up, bro? How you doing?
What's good? It's Wale, yo. And this is also part of live from Bed-Stuy, voice of the New York Nets. This is Wale. What's going on, Sliz? How you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm in a good mood. It's a good day. It's nice outside, you know.
Yes, it is.
My Knicks won yesterday. Hopefully, okay, we could win today. Spoil the Pistons season. And, yeah, let's get it.
Yes, you are. The Knicks are playing the Pistons today, right? That is true.
Yes, sir. So, I'm just hoping for a win, man. That's what I'm hoping for. I know you're going to the final game of Dwayne Wade. So yes, how sir. You feeling about that?
Freaking awesome, man. First of all, the Brooklyn Nets are in the playoffs while the Knicks are trying to I know they're trying to spoil the Detroit Pistons playoff push, but we've already been locked in the playoffs. So, you know, shout outs to Brooklyn for that. And also, as you said before, this is Dwayne Wade's final game. The Heat have already been eliminated from playoff contention, but they played Brooklyn Nets tonight. And I have the pleasure of being with friends and family and loved ones to see the final game of NBA legend Dwayne Wade, 16 years in the game. He started his career in New York when he was drafted number 5 overall in 2003 draft. And now he's ending his career in New York. As he plays his final game in the Barclays Center, so I'm just happy to be it.
Yeah, man. Shooter, shout outs to Dwayne Wade, man. Appreciate your long career.
Absolutely. Shout out to Dwayne Wade.
Appreciate you bringing a championship for LeBron, helping LeBron get a championship. LeBron is my favorite player of all time. So
okay, same here. All right.
Yeah, so yeah, I appreciate Dwayne Wade. Since you're going to the game today, you know, we're going to keep this segment a little short.
Okay.
You try to get this one short so you know you can you deal with what you got to deal with. So,
appreciate
you know,
that.
Let's get right into it, man. I want to know, what's your grade for the next season? And one thing specific that you're proud about the Nets going into this offseason?
To be real honest, man, the grade for the next season is an A. The only reason why I don't give them an A+ is because, you know, we still had our faults here and there. We could have secured our playoff spot a little bit a while ago, maybe about a couple games ago, and it had me a little scared. But that's the only reason why I don't give them an A+, but I definitely give them an A. The Brooklyn Nets exceeded expectations this year. Nobody thought that they'd be in playoff contention, let alone the playoffs. It was supposed to be another rebuilding year. D'Angelo Russell became an all-star this year, and he kind of did it. I think he kind of just flicked a button in his head eventually, especially after Caris LeVert got hurt. At the beginning of the season, it was arguable that Caris LeVert was actually the best player playing for the Nets at that time. But then he had that scary leg injury, unfortunately, and D'Angelo Russell just kind of took it upon himself to just, you know, carry the team as with his star play, you know, and it got him an all-star nod this year. And we were winning games, you know, we gelled together every single, just about every single game that the Nets played as well, too, whether they win or they lost, whether they won or they lost, they played extremely hard. It was, you know, excellent play throughout the whole season, played real gritty. They gelled together as a team. As you know, too, Kenny Atkinson and Sean Marks, they both got their contracts extended. You know, Kenny Atkinson, the coach, and Sean Marks, the GM, you know, you know, which is excellent. And, you know, now we're in our final game of the regular season, and now we're, you know, contending against the playoffs. I believe we're in the sixth spot right now, and I think that's locked in, if I'm not mistaken. And if it is, I believe that they will be playing Philadelphia in the first round of the playoffs, you know. So
that's totally tough.
That's a tough team, man. Embiid and Simmons, Butler, you know, they got a legit big three out there, and they actually, including Tobias Harris, as far as, you know, extra help, TJ McConnell, they got, you know, they got talent over there, and they're trying to make a championship run. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, like I said, I'm very proud of the Brooklyn Nets for, you know, all the accomplishments this year. And not even just that, even after the postseason is over, they've put themselves in excellent position to acquire one of those big K's, you know, whether it be Klay Thompson, whether it be Kevin Durant, whether it be Kyrie Irving, or whether it be Kawhi Leonard, you know.
Yes, sir.
I know a lot of guys are talking about, you know, especially Kyrie and Kevin Durant potentially going to the Knicks because of their, you know, the Knicks market. And the Knicks seem to have some type of plan as far as to rebuild their franchise. But if it's just about the market, honestly, they could just come over here to Brooklyn and try and win some games. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're looking excellent right now. Like I said, we got a legit all-star. We got great players that have already gelled together. And Brooklyn is just on the rise, man. So just to answer your question, I give the Brooklyn Nets an A, man. They get an A grade from me. And we're going to do even better next year.
That's good, man. Well, for me, the New York Knicks, we get an A-.
Okay.
You know, so we go this season. No, I'm gonna give him a B+.
Okay.
B+ because my main man Fizdale didn't install his offensive season this season, and I could kind of understand why, because he had a bunch of players on 1-year contracts.
Okay.
We got development out of our young players this season. You know, we got Kevin Knox, 19-year-old. We got the great Mitchell Robinson. This kid is a stud. 29 games with 2 straight blocks or more. We got Lonzo Trier shooting 40% plus from 3. We got Damian Dotson. You know, we got a nice little young core going into the future. You know, we had to get Kristaps Porzingis out of here, sadly, but it had to happen. 74 million reasons why, like I told you last time.
Gotcha.
And we just rebuilding. New management, new system. You know, you got Scott Perry's coming. He's doing great things. He's having great trades. He's making the right moves. So I give him a B+. Only reason why I don't give him an A is because, like I said before, Fizdale didn't install his offensive system. I wanted to see more off-ball movement, but I can understand why. It's a young team. You don't want to throw too much on them. So I'm not really too concerned about David Fizdale and our guys and our future and what's to become. Like you said, man, free agency is around the corner. And for us, it's the draft. The draft lottery, May 14th. Pray to God, pray to Lord that we get the first pick. But, you know, as a Knicks fan, be prepared to get the fifth pick like I am. So, you know, just hope for the best. Yeah, B+ for me. David Fizdale developing the kids for me is a strong point of this season. So that's how I feel about it. Next up, who on the starting five has impressed you the most this season?
Okay, well, I think that's a who do you think I'm gonna say? I think that's a pretty easy question. Who do you think I'm gonna say?
D'Angelo, obviously.
That's it, brother. That's it, man. My man's 23 years old. He got traded from if anybody doesn't, I'm sure people know by now, but as you know as well too, Magic Johnson stepped down as the president of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Lakers. He's the guy that made the move of trading D'Angelo Russell from LA to Brooklyn. Now, we know that his reasons were they were pretty legit considering what happened in that Lakers locker room between D'Angelo and Nick Young, but that's in the past. We're not even gonna talk too much about that. So I can't blame him too much, but it's just funny how things come around full circle, you know what I'm saying? D'Angelo Russell's only 23 years old. You know, he got drafted number 2 in the 2015 draft, and this year, you know, putting up the stats, he averaged 21.1 points, 7 assists a game, shooting 36% from the three-point line, and, you know, almost 80% from the free throw line. And like I said, after Caris LeVert went down, he really took it upon himself to be the leader in that locker room and, you know, on and off the court as far as doing his things. And he's put up some, you know, major numbers, especially towards the end, the second half of the season, when Brooklyn really had a legit shot as far as really trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, he's been playing well. I can't lie to you. D'Angelo.
My fault, bro.
D'Angelo has been playing well.
Yeah.
It's all right, man. D'Angelo has been playing well, man.
Yes,
I definitely agree. All-star. Changed his reputation. Worked hard. And that's what you like to see, you know? That's what you like to see. For me, Mitchell Robinson, obviously. This kid drafted 36 overall. Thank you, Carmelo Anthony, for the draft pick. You know, Scott Perry made that great trade. Thank you, Carmelo Anthony. This kid is special, man.
Yes,
highest block percentage since Manute Bol, 10.9%. So on every possession, at least 11% of the time, he might block a shot. So that's amazing. The block streak, like I mentioned before, 29 games, still standing. 70% from field goal, plus 60% from free throw range. The kid is going to be special, man. He shot his first jump shot in last night's game, so I'm proud of that. I'm proud to see him shooting finally. I definitely want to see him shoot.
Yes.
He's going to be a stud, man. I'm really excited about his future. I'm excited we traded for DeAndre Jordan to, you know, get our kids a little accelerated as far as being in the NBA.
Absolutely.
He's helping Mitchell Robinson great. I'm loving how Fizdale and the coaching staff is developing our players. And it's just, you know, a good sight to see. It's just great to see developing these kids. Mitchell Robinson is showing great promise. He has been upping his rebound percentage. He's been rebounding the ball, defending, blocking the most three-point jump shots in the league this year at 22. It should be 24 by now. But he's a great player, man. He's not a great player yet, but he's going to be a great player.
Yeah.
And That's my pick, man, for the starting five. That guy is going to be, he's going to be legit. If you thought Jarrett Allen was good, oh, man, wait till you get a load of Mitchell Robinson. You know, I can't really harp too much on y'all because y'all in the playoffs. And me, last in the East, so I can't really say too much.
I got to ask you one question, though, real quick, man. They asked Mitchell Robinson. He is impressive. He's a young prospect. Look, as far as defensively, he seems like he'll be a stalwart for years to come. But they asked him recently about Hakeem Olajuwon, and he didn't know who he was. What is up with that, brother? That's no good. Hakeem Olajuwon is one of the great NBA legends who offensively and defensively is, like, you know, one of the best we've seen. And they asked him, you know, what about Hakeem Olajuwon? And he said, who? That's a no-go, brother.
I'll give you this. I'll give an excuse for Mitch. Mitch is young. He's 20. He was born in 1999.
All right.
So you got to understand, the kids of their generation, the players they growing up with is different from the players we grew up with, you know? So
I got you.
Take that in consideration. So when he said it, you even heard in the locker room, the other guys was laughing at him. So
come on, man. Hakeem the Dream?
So it was funny to me. come on, Mitch, man.
Yeah, but, you know, come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
But, last thing. Uh-huh. I wanted to talk about. I wanted to get into next season.
Okay.
And I wanted you to give me, we both go on, just jump out the window. Everything go right in the offseason for both teams. Jump out the window. What's your cap ceiling omens for next season?
To be honest, I mean, obviously, free agency has a lot to do with that for both of our teams. You know, obviously, the New York Knicks, obviously, they've cleared off cap space, you know, trading Porzingis and putting themselves in a draft position in order to try and get in the top three, potentially top one, because I know y'all looking, everybody's looking at Zion Williamson. Even though he hasn't declared yet, I'm sure he will declare very soon. And when he does, he will be the number one prize of the of all the people to be drafted. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you're praying. But you know, the Nets, as far as the Nets are concerned, I know that, like I said, free agency has a big part to do with that. Hopefully, we can land one of the K's. You know, either Clay, Kevin, Kyrie, or Kawhi. Even Chris Middleton. A lot of people forget that Chris Middleton is a free agent this year as well.
Chris Middleton. You got Jeff Green. You got Patrick Beverly.
There you go.
You got a lot of Danny Green. You got a lot of guys who's in the free agency this year. Both New York teams should be looking at. Both of them.
But just in the case of if we don't get either of them, as far as the Nets are concerned, what we've done this year to make this playoff push, it's instilled confidence in, I'm sure, in the locker room as far as the team is concerned and the franchise. Like I said, Kenny Atkinson and Sean Marks, they both got extensions, so they can, you know, breathe a little bit easy and try to make their own imprint on what this team is supposed to do. And having about 40, we have 40 rings right now, and if we beat the Heat tonight, it will be 41. But I'm looking at 50 wins next season, man. I'm looking at us potentially being at the top of the East as far as, like, between the, I would say, the 2 and the 4 seed. You know, try to see if we can get 50 wins and legit make our push. D'Angelo Russell has established himself as an all-star, like I said. He's very young. He's not even in his prime yet. You know, he's only 23. Most players are in their prime at around 25, between 25 and 30, you know. And after his ordeal in Los Angeles, I'm sure he lost a bit of that confidence. But since he's arrived in Brooklyn, he's talked about him becoming more of a professional as far as a professional NBA player and conducting himself as such. And through the hard work and everything that he's been through just up to this point, it seems like all he's going to do is continue to rise as far as a star in this league. And if he continues to rise, Brooklyn should be following. You know, he's going to help us lead us the way. And And like I said, that's regardless of whatever free agent we land. Now, if we land one of those big free agents, like I said, I have our expectations to rise even more. But as far as right now, even if we get no free agents, we should be pretty set for next year.
All right. Okay. I agree. I say 50 wins, even if y'all don't get a free agent. I'm confident in that roster. I'm confident in that roster. I'll give y'all props for that. Kenny Atkinson, hopefully David Fizdale can model him. Kenny Atkinson, people harp on David Fizdale. Kenny Atkinson, people fail to realize he got there about 2-3 years ago. So it took him about 2-3 years to install his system fully. Absolutely. Without no key free agents, you know?
Yep.
So as far as the Knicks is concerned, if everything go our way, everything, like the draft, free agency, whoever we get, things I'm taking into consideration. Kyrie is off Boston. Kawhi is off Toronto.
Okay.
So I'm fully expecting both New York teams to win 50 plus. Mm-hmm. For the Knicks, though, if the sky is blue, if we get Zion, KD, Kyrie.
Okay.
I'm expecting 55 plus. Expecting. Yeah. I'm not expecting nothing less than 50. 55 plus. Only because you got the hype around Zion, you got Kyrie, and you got KD. So then expectation should be let's win every game. You got a bunch of guys already on this team who plays hard. You got Dennis Smith Jr. He's playing while he's hurt. That shows a lot of grit, and I appreciate him for that. You got Kevin Knox, he's only getting better. You got Mitchell Robinson, he's only getting better. Alonzo Trier, who just so happened to be Kevin Durant. Young Kevin Durant mentee. Well, he mentored Alonzo Trier, and they share the same agent in Rich Kleiman. So, that's a beautiful thing. The Knicks also have a bunch of assistant coaches that's great at developing. They all young. Royu Ivey, which is the main target, because Royu Ivey is an ex-teammate of Kevin Durant in OKC Thunder. And he's right now one of the higher assistants on the Knicks staff. And he's also credited with getting Alonzo Trier to pick up his dribble and looking for other people and stop being so tunnel vision. So I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about Kevin Knox, Mitch, Scott Perry, David Fizdale. As long as James Dolan just stay away from basketball operations and just continue to pay the players, because I know he's going to pay the luxury tax. That's one thing about New York. Your owner will pay the luxury tax. And that's why I'm hype about New York. Final saying, I'm going to just say this. You know, the New Jersey Devils just moved up yesterday in the NBA draft lottery. And they moved up from 3 to 1. The New York Rangers yesterday moved up from the number 5th pick to the number 2 pick.
Okay.
I'm hoping and praying that their good luck rubs off on the Knicks and the Nets both together. everything just go our way this summer. Because it's been a tough, if you're from New York, it's been tough these past 15 years. From the New Jersey Nets to the Brooklyn Nets now, from the New York Knicks, Billy King, damn near destroying the Nets franchise. He will never get a front office position again. And you got James Dolan, a guy who acts like a baby, and don't get me wrong, he acts childish at times, but he stayed back from basketball operations. So hopefully Adam Silver throw us dogs a bone. And just look out for us, man. What you got left, man?
You bet. First of all, you better hope James Dolan doesn't hear this podcast, because he might ban you from Knicks games for life. You want to still attend Knicks games, man. So don't talk too much about James Dolan. You know, he's slightly sensitive. But the last thing I got to say as far as this is concerned is that, like I said, I'm proud of the New York Nets. Even if we don't go past the first round, I'm very proud of their progress. Brooklyn is definitely on the rise. We're looking forward to free agency just as much as the Knicks are. You know, I know the Knicks are trying to make sure that they lock down you know, that's the that'll be ideal for the Knicks to get Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and Zion, obviously. But you never know, you know what I'm saying? Because if y'all don't
come looking like,
if it doesn't happen, no, I was saying if it doesn't happen, man, I would hope that the Knicks still have some type of contingency plan. You know what I'm saying? Because plan A doesn't always go, you know, plan A doesn't always go as expected. So you got to have a plan B. And when B doesn't happen, then you got to have C. You got to have contingency plans. So, but I would hope that the Knicks, you know, because even though I'm a Nets fan, you know, I'm still from New York, Brooklyn born and raised. And I still, you know, I bang with the Knicks. I took a picture actually with Allen Houston this weekend.
Yeah, I definitely seen Allen that. Houston. I seen
yeah,
that.
Shout out to Allen Houston for attending our second annual MSG Stair Climb, saluting the 343 that we lost at 9/11. Shout out to the FDNY as well too. You know, that's why we got to shout them out. And basically, you know, just shout outs to Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn, we on the rise. We on the way, making that playoff push. And yeah, shout out to D Wade for you know, having his last game once again here at New York. NBA legend, 3-time NBA champion. You know, I also want to thank him too for helping LeBron get those 2 rings in Miami as well, because LeBron is my favorite player as well of all time. And you know what I'm saying? Thank you for also D Wade for being socially aware as well. You know, him and LeBron, along with others, have been very vocal as far as, you know, the issues that we face, you know, period, as you know, Black men in this world, you know what I'm saying? And they put themselves on the forefront to speak for us and also speak for those that don't have a voice themselves, you know what I'm saying? So, D Wade, it's been an honor watching you the 16 years, you know, from a number 5 draft pick to NBA legend. We salute you, brother. So, thank you, Dwayne Wade. And shout again, Nets, we here. Let's do it.
Yeah, yes, sir. Man, finally, man, shout outs to Dwayne Wade. Appreciate you, brother. Great career. Shout outs to you, well. Appreciate you, all man. Right.
Shout outs to Slizzy. Episode go listen 2. To that podcast.
Yeah, man. Go listen to my Man Well podcast, man. Shout outs to everybody tuning in, man. Appreciate it, man. You already know, State of the New York Knicks podcast. You got well. Repping the Brooklyn Nets.
Live from Bed-Stuy, voice of the Brooklyn Nets. Y'all already know, man.
All right, man. Peace out, everybody.
All right. Take it easy. Yo. And that is the end of the 4th episode, guys, which is titled Commencement. The ending of one thing and starting something new. Once again, I want to give a shout out to Slizzy Sosa, host of the State of the New York Knicks podcast. Thank you for participating, bro. Much appreciated. And a shout out to Dwayne Wade on an amazing career. 3-time NBA champion, perennial all-star, NBA future Hall of Famer, and current NBA legend. What a legendary career for the man, D Wade. The 16 years, we thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all the excitement you've given the fans. One of my favorite players, not the number one guy, but definitely up there in my top 5. Number 3 guard, in my opinion. Number 3 best shooting guard of all time, behind Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. So, Dwayne Wade, thank you. And give you your best wishes for your future endeavors, along with your beautiful wife, Gabrielle Union, and all your kids. Dwayne Wade, we salute you. But yes, as far as the Brooklyn Nets season, it's the end of the regular season, and it is the start of something new for us, which is the playoffs. I haven't been there in 4 years, and we're finally back and facing the Philadelphia 76ers. It's going to be a tough one. Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and those boys. I know they're going for a playoff championship run. So right now, Brooklyn stands in the way. But I got confidence we could give them a battle, you know. D'Angelo, Joe Harris, Jared Allen, all our boys back here in Brooklyn. No matter what, we're going to give it all we got. And we're going to give them as much as they can handle. So, yeah, guys,
playoff time. And Brooklyn, you already know, we go hard. Going to take it to them. Hopefully, we come out with four W's against Philly, you know. I could try to underestimate us if you want, but regardless, we're going to come at you. We're going to be gritty. We're going to grind. And we're going to do our very best. Right? Right, Brooklyn? Cheat, you already know. All right, guys. So, once again, shout out to the listeners for listening to this episode. And until next time, guys, this is your boy Wale reporting live from Best Star as a voice of the Brooklyn Nets. God bless.
Peace.